We know President Xi is meeting with everyone from former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger to Seattle Mayor Ed Murray during his visit. Not on the invite list, the small Tibetan community here in the Pacific Northwest. They plan to protest President Xi's visit. Jompa Jorkhang is the incoming president of the Tibetan Association of Washington. Along with thousands of Tibetans, Jorkhang's family fled to India in 1959. That's when China took over Tibet and the Tibetan government reformed in exile. But Jompa says Tibetans are excited for President Xi's visit to Seattle today.
When I say excited, what I mean by that is now we can be the voice for the voiceless. You know, our brothers and sisters in Tibet, they are not able to express how they feel, the atrocities and torture and the arbitrary arrest that's happening in Tibet. So we, being in the free country, and we have an obligation.
For listeners who aren't familiar with the tension between Tibet and China, what are Tibetans' main concerns with China today?
In broad sense, if I say it's a human rights issue, you know, there's no human rights in Tibet. There's no religious freedom. We don't have right to practice our culture. And any Tibetan, when it comes to religion, His Holiness Dalai Lama used to be our spiritual and temporal leader of Tibet. So when we Tibetan people try to express their devotion to His Holiness, Chinese government right away, they say that they are like trying to incite political expression in Tibet. And in that, they completely shut them down, they arrest, and it's all arbitrary arrest, and there's no open legal system where they are put into trial. You know, so that's how the situation in Tibet is. You and I can go on and on speaking about all the atrocities that's happening in Tibet, be it religion, culture, environmental destruction, media shutdown. I mean, Tibet is kind of complete lockdown. It's a modern gray wall of China that China has built from outside world into Tibet. We as Tibetan, me as Tibetan, it's difficult to go to Tibet. You know, a couple of my friends have tried to gain a visa to Tibet. Being a U.S. citizen holding a U.S. passport, the name says Tibetan name, then right away the visa is denied. You know, there is an iron curtain between the outside world and in Tibet.
Earlier you said that you and other members of the Tibetan Association of Washington are actually excited by President Xi's visit here. But I do have to ask, given what you just said, President Xi's visit here is going to emphasize our close ties with China, particularly economically. So do you think it's wrong for Washington State to be hosting the Chinese president?
No, absolutely not. Not only Washington State, even for the people of China. We all wish them economic prosperity. But at what cost? That is our question. That's the question we want to raise to Xi Jinping as well as to our government here in the United States. You know, are you going to put the corporate profit ahead of human rights? Is that the way it's going to be? If not for our government, think about yourself. Everyone, almost all of your listeners, I'm sure, work somewhere. They have their retirement plan. If you look into your retirement plan, you own those stocks of those companies, those leaders of those companies, CEOs meeting with the Chinese leaders. We want to tell them, do not kowtow to the Chinese leadership. You know, we want your companies to succeed, prosper, but at what cost?
That was my next question for you, Jompa. You've outlined very clearly what you want the U.S. government to think about as they meet with Chinese leaders, as they meet with Chinese President Xi this week. What do you want to say to local tech companies? He's meeting with them as well.
That's exactly what we want to say to our local tech companies. Washington State, as you know, has a largest trade relationship with China amongst all the states in the United States. So why don't you leverage that? Speak to the Chinese leadership. No, this is not right. We want to keep the trade relationship, yet we cannot do it at the cost of neglecting the human rights atrocities that's happening in Tibet.
Jompa, when you and I first started speaking, you said you were hoping that perhaps there could be a direct confrontation between the group of protesters that you're with and with Chinese President Xi Jinping. If you were able to speak directly to President Xi Jinping, what would you say to him?
What I would say to him is do what's right. You know, what's morally right, you should do that. And at the same time, the issue of Tibet can be resolved by dialogue. So our government in exile have made a huge concession, you know, initiated by His Holiness Dalai Lama, where we said we are willing to sit down with China, and we are not seeking independence. You know, we want to live under the constitution of China, yet at the same time as an autonomous region. So that's what we want Chinese government to listen to and sit down and resolve the issue of Tibet.
Jampa Jorkhang is incoming president of the Tibetan Association of Washington. He and his fellow Tibetans will be protesting at Westlake Mall this afternoon.